Okay, today's daf is brachas daf chaf. Chaf amid beis, we have the sugya of women relating to mitzvos of Shabbos. The Gemara says on chaf amid beis, right by the two dots, Amar of Adav Arava, Nashim Chayavos Bekiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush Hayom, interesting it says, but Kiddush Hayom, the specific Kiddush that we make by Yom, we assume this means also at night. Ask the Gemara, Amai, Mitzvah Sheishas Magrama, who, as the Gemara said up above, isn't this a Mitzvah Sheishas Magrama? That's why women should be Peturos from Kriyashma. As the Mishnah said, remember the Mishnah got into the discussion of which mitzvahs are women chayven and which ones are not. First time in Shas where we have this discussion. Again, the source of it is in Kiddushin, but the Mishnah tells us, Nashim Avadu Buktanim are Pata from Kriyashma, Tfilin, and Chayavin in Davening, and Tfilah in Mezuzah, and in Berachas Hamazon. And this goes on the list. Again, we'll have to make a list as we go through the this goes on the list on the differences between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Right, so this is one difference about women, but we've already had a discussion we had a couple of days ago on Daf Tesvav about how far the one has to go to wash their hands. What about davening up in a tree? Right, there's been differences already between Kriya Shema and Tefillah, as we will add as we go through the Masechta. But this is another one, difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah in terms of the Chiyuv of women. And the Gemara here says, what about women in Kiddush? Isn't it a mitzvah sheishas zman grama? V'chol mitzvah sheishas zman grama nashu b'turah. So we know women are exempt from mitzvah sheishas zman grama, time-bound mitzvahs, learned out from Sukkim in Maseches Kiddushin. Again, that's a separate topic, which hopefully we'll talk about one day, that p'tur. But I'm a rabbi, midi rabbanan. Rabbi says, okay, you're right, midi rabbi, so women are p'turos from Kiddush, but midi rabbanan, they're chayev. Amalei rabba var dvar Torah ka'amar. Rabba says, it says dvar Torah in the statement of Ravada Barava. Va'od, and also, what, you're telling me they're chayev midi rabbanan? So kol mitzvah say nichayvinu midi rabbanan. Then why don't you say, by all mitzvahs, I say that women are pturas from midaraisa or their chay midirabanan. Say Ella Amar Rava, Amar Kra, says Rava, no, it's a drasha. It's a drasha that overrides the ptur. Zachar v'shamar. We know usually we have a hekish where we have two words in the same pasuk. Here is a different type of hekish, right? Two words that were said at the exact same time. Kadosh Baruch Hu can say two things at the same time, even though a human being cannot. So even though it says Zachar in the first of the Aseret HaDibros and Shamar in the second of the Aseret HaDibros, Yisro and Voeschanan, but we have a Misara that they were really said, this Hashem said the same word, two words, at the exact same moment. What Chazal say, Masha'i Efshar Adam Lasos. A person can't say two things at the same time. Maybe we can hear two things at the same time. Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. We can't really focus on two things at the same time, but Kadosh Baruch Hu can say two things. Zachar v'shamar, and that itself creates the halachic hekesh. Kol sheyeshno b'shmir yeshno b'zechira. Anyone who is obligated in the shamar of Shabbos, in the lo sases of Shabbos, in the no's, is also chayav in the yeses, in the zechiras. V'hanina shehova isnu b'shmira. Since women are obligated in the lo sases of Shabbos, because there's only two or three exceptions that women are, in general, that women are pturas from the lo sases, but the ptur of zman grama does not apply to lo sases. So just like women are obligated in the lo sases of Shabbos, isnuhu b'zechira, they're also included in the essays of Shabbos. So what we're going to talk about over the next few moments is the obligation of women regarding the mitzvahs of Shabbos and some related issues. So we have here Zachar v'shamar, women are obligated. Tosfos in Yevamos asks an interesting question. If we're going to say whenever we have this type of drasha, we will darshan it that way. So we also know that there is a drasha relating to tzitzis and shatnas. Women are not allowed to wear shatnas. So why don't we say, asks Tosfos, Kosha Yeshnu Bishmira Shatnas Yeshnu B'mitzvah Tzitzis. And therefore, just like women are obligated, again, based on that connection, we know that Chazal tell us that we're allowed to say Asi Dochalos Asi, if we're wearing tzitzis with tcheles, vadai, and the full mitzvah, that we could even wear it with shatnas, the woolen strings and the linen garment. So ask Tosfos, in Yevamos here on Dav Dalet Amin Aleph, just find the line. Hiksha Rabbi Yaakov Darlins lechayvu nashim b'tzitzis. This on the meimar kol sheyeshno below tilba shatnis yeshno b'gdilim. Ava gav delav hekeshu el smuchim the trei kroyninu. Even though it's not a hekesh is within one pasuk smuchim or two pasukim next to each other. We already have pasukim smuchim earlier in the mesechta where one of the Amoraim said to one of the tzukim, well, you don't darshan smuchim, so you're not going to ask this kasha, but we darshan smuchim. So Tosfos says even though this isn't a hekesh, it's smuchin, mikol makam darshin en hachi. because you look at the first parak of Arachin and the Menachas Mem Gimel, Hakochai Even Betzitz is Kohanim Living Yisrael, and Matzik to Kohanim Mitzrichlei. The chiddush of that statement is that Kohanim are chayev, because you might have thought that since Kilayim is mutter for Kohanim in the Beit Kahuna, maybe they wouldn't even be chayev in tzitzis. Kamashmalan, nehi de ishtri b'idan avoda, shlo b'idan avoda lo ishtri. De mashma, e ishtri lagamri ever miftri b'tzitzis. It sounds like that tzitzis and shatnis do go together. So it says, Tosfos here, koshke shishlo religio shlachumra, v'lachayev nashim b'tzitzis. Why aren't women obligated in tzitzis based on the hekish smuchin between shatnez and tzitzis? Stosis gives technical answers. He says this overrides the Peturas. Mount Grumma would override the Had the Nasha Peturas Betzitzis. I'm sure the Yala Flor of Achav or Yaakov the Mitzvah Shiz Mount Grumma Nasha Peturos to Hukshu Kol Torah Kulu Tefillin the Hakesha Adav Bismuchin. Important line, a hekish based on this Mount Grumma is that overrides smuchin. Okay, well, the Mandarmer, and according to the Mandarmer that says tefillin is la mitzvah on gramenu, maybe, according to him, maybe women would be obligated to this. He has a whole discussion of it. Fascinating. But if you look in the Meshech Chachma says, this is not a word game. This is not of, oh, shmira and zechira, and whenever you have a hekesh, kibir gaseis and los aseis. The Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Bo, on the pasuk, u'shmartem es ha-matzos. He says you can have many chazals that connect kosh yeshna b'this, yeshna b'that. But really, says the Meshech Chachma, only by some of them is there an inherent deep connection between the Shmira and the Zechira. And what Chazal are really telling us is that maybe this area of halacha, the focus is the Shmira. And the Shmira, meaning the los aseis, even define and influence the assays, halachically and ashkafically. Says the Meshech Chachma, there in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. There are two areas of halacha where the word shmira comes up all the time. Shabbos and Pesach. Shabbos and Pesach. Ushmartem es ha-matzos. Ushmartem es ha-avodah azos. Ushmartem es ha-davar hazeh. Es chag ha-matzos tishmar. Shamar es chodesh ha-aviv. So many shmiras by Pesach. And then, of course, Shabbos. Shamar es yom ha-shabbos. Uparshat Kisisa, shalosh pamim, shmira b'shabbos. Ubi-bahar, eshep sosai tishmoru. And Pesach is called Shabbos. Mimachar es ha-shabbos. Right, so what's going on here? Says the Meshech Chachma, beautiful. Shabbos and Pesach. The ikker or the nose? The ikker or the los aseis? You're right, there's a mitzvah asei also. Of Zachar Yom HaShabbos. And there is a say of eating matzah and carbon Pesach v'chulu. But the background, really, and what the base should be the Shmira. V'lachein Shabbos, kol ha'asin shebo, heima kolos ha'aseis. On Shabbos, all the aseis are influenced by the aseis. Rav Kuberman writes in the footnotes, mitzvahs asei zu netuno lahashpa shal mitzvahs lo sasei. Shamar es yom ha-shabbos. Chiyav ha-isha bekiddush, I'm sorry, we'll get to that. V'chein pesach ikara b'lo sasei. V'gam ha-asin shebo yishlam din lo sasei. So that's why women are obligated in Shabbos, in the mitzvahs asei of kiddush v'chulu, and matzah. Not dafka b'kuz, kosh yeshna b'this, yeshna b'that, and therefore there's a connection, and you can say that by tzitzis also, you can say that by the others. No. You can ask, what's the ikar element in this mitzvah where you have an asay and a los asay? What Chazal are trying to tell us by these two areas is that the los asay is defining. And if that's true, women are obligated in all los asays. So if this asay flows from the los asay, so then women are obligated in this asay. The ikar adrashim izeh delok siv asiya b'matzo b'pazach rak shmira. L'chein hashem chayavus u'mesulach makshehikshu mikilayim u'mitzitzis b'tosfus. And this answer tosfus is kasha. Why? Because tzitzis and shatnez? No, those are two different halachic contexts. So we're comparing the two, but that's not the same as the Pesach context and the Shabbos context. And therefore, as Rav Kuberman continues, "Bashaksivas lashon shomar kama pa'amim b'dinei Pesach v'Shabbos kova'as ki ha'element ha'dominanti b'chol mitzvos Pesach v'Shabbos hu alos aseh shebo." Where he doesn't quote it, but reminds me a little bit of that the Ramban. We've quoted this often in other contexts in Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara there in Kiddushin quotes a brisa, Daf Lamed Daled. What are examples of mitzvah aseh shezman grama, mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama? So the Gemara says, mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama, non-time-bound mitzvahs, ma'akeh, putting up a fence, hashavas aveda, shiluach hakan, and mezuzah. Fine. Ask the Ramban, I don't understand. These are classic examples of lo hazman grama, and therefore women are obligated. 1 second, says the Rabban, these 3 out of 4 of these, even if they would have been time-bound, women would have been obligated. Why? Because there's a losase with all of these. Putting up a fence. If mitzvah put up a fence, if a losase not to put up a fence. Losasim damim b'meisecha. Hashavas aveda. Do the mitzvah, don't turn away. Shiluach hakan. Shalach tashalach zayim. It's a button to gachla. There's a losase by 3 out of 4 of these. So he asked the Rabban, why are these examples given? By these examples, even if they would be time-bound, the women would be obligated. So these aren't classic cases of lo asma grama, and that's why you're putter. So explains the Ramban, and his Talmidim quoted. I'll read it to you from the Ritva. The Ritva says, quoting his grand Rebbe, the Ramban, by some mitzvos, even if there's an asay or a lo asay together, you have to ask what's the ikker and what's the tafel. By these mitzvos, by hashavas aveda, what's the ikker? Not to turn away? No. The ikker is to return the item. The lo asay is just there to be mechazek the asay. And therefore, if it would have been time-bound, says the Rabban, women wouldn't have to do Hashavas Aveda if it was time-bound, even though there's a los asay. Because that los asay is just there to give strength to the asay. Return this item. You better not turn away from it. You have to return the item. That's what the los asay is there just to emphasize and to strengthen. Also by Maka, you better put up a fence. It's very serious. The Bahani, Avagav de Ispu, los asay, Eino Iker Elaha Asay Shebahem. To strengthen it. That's the ikker. Don't withhold it. Don't do it, don't be lazy about it. So this idea of the Meshachachma, to answer Tosfos, is exactly the opposite. Right? The ikker by Shabbos and Pesach is the lo sasei. And that's why women are obligated in these. Not because of a word game of kosher yeshno, and therefore every type of time you have a hekesh or a smuchin. Within this, that's what you would say. So that's an important Ramban, just in terms of understanding our Gemara and relating it to other issues. So let's talk a little bit about this mitzvah itself. So the Gemara says that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. At the shul, their tour says, because women are obligated in the mitzvah of the Kiddush, it says men and women are obligated. It says the tour in Reish Ayin Aleph. So there, if there is a need, then a woman can be motzi a man in Kiddush, because they're both obligated in Kiddush. And any chiyuv that a woman is obligated in, a man is chayiv, any mitzvah that both are chayiv in, so then they can be motzi each other. I'm sorry, it's not the tour, it's on the tour. The tour just quotes, Echad Adashim Adashim Chayiv Mekiddush Hayom. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo, Shemotzios es ho'anashim, ho'avachayavos ben ha'torah kamosam. The Kolbo says that men can be yotzei from women also. Mr. Baruch Hilgim. Women can be motzi men because, after all, they have the same chiyav. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this here in Reish Ayin Aleph, but the Bach is not happy about it. The Bach says, but 1 second, the Shulchan Aruch is soser himself. The Shulchan Aruch, we know in Hilchas Megillah, Tafresh Peites, says that maybe women should not be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? Based on the Bahag, quoted in Tosfos in Megillah, that women are obligated in Megillah maybe only in Shmiyas HaMegillah, not in Kriyas HaMegillah. And right, because their chiv is based on Afhein Hayaboso Anes, the three mitzvahs where the Gemara says Afhein Hayaboso Anes, so that maybe only includes them in hearing the Megillah and not reading the Megillah. And therefore, just like says the Bach, just like women cannot be motzi a man, shouldn't be motzi a man in Megillah, so too by Kiddush. And I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch is soser himself. V'apsakim soser and says, "Zed dinir dein lachali b'Kiddush Megillah." I don't think there should be a difference. Ufiyani is daiti, so I think be machmir. Iker lahachmir b'kiddush kamo b'megillah. Be machmir, and women cannot be motzi men. That is the Bach's comment here in Reish Ayin Aleph, even though he has tremendous cover for him. But if you look in his son-in-law's commentary, if you look in the Taz, here in Reish Ayin Aleph, the Taz quotes his father-in-law and says, I beg to differ, as we might have said. When it comes to Megillah, so maybe there could be a difference between Megillah and Kiddush. By Megillah, women might have a different chiyuv in Kiddush, because after all, than men. Because if it's not based on the regular chiyuv of Megillah, it's based on Afayin Hayaboso Anes. By Kiddush, it's the same as of Kiddush. So technically, a woman can be motzi a man in Kiddush, but a woman cannot be motzi a man, at least for machmir for that shita, when it comes to Megillah were machmer, and by Kiddush would be okay. Tibbe Megillah, I'm reading the Taz now, Yezdiah, Shein L'Nashim L'Varach, I'll make her Megillah, I'll mashmer Megillah. So technically, it seems Meikra Din, women can be motzi men. Again, the lundish question between the Bahag and the Tosfos and the Bach and the Taz could be about the chiyuv of afinoy boso anes. Again, that's not our topic specifically right now, but in terms when the Gemara says by those three mitzvos. Right, by Dalet Kosos and Chanukah and Megillah. Those are the three where the Gemara says Afinoy Boso Anes. Does that mean Afinoy Boso Anes and therefore the women are obligated in a new type of chiyuv? Or does Afinoy Boso Anes remove the p'tur of Zman Grama and therefore women have the same exact chiyuv as men? That's the question. That's the question. The Briska Rav and Arachin Dav Gimel, Rav Yerav Shechter, Rav Salveit Shakir, the Briska Rav's nephew, here in his commentary on Brachas, has that Chakira, but that's the Shaila. But that's the Shaila within Megillah. What does Afein Hayu Anes do? Either way, Maker, I didn't see this mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says, maybe it shouldn't be done. Zila Milsa, as he says, you know, which means it's not so traditional. But either way, that's by Kiddush. A big question, though, in the postgame, fascinating, is what about the other mitzvahs of Shabbos related to women? They have to make Kiddush. That's in the Beferish Gemara, and that's in the Shulchan Aruch. What about Lechem Mishnah? What about Shalosh Hodos? So are women obligated in those? So everybody, 99.9% of Mefarshim say, of course women are obligated in those. The question is why? The question is why? If you look in the Ramban and the Ran, in Shabbos Kuf Yizayin, they quote Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Right, sometimes it happens that, you know, the woman is in the kitchen getting the soup ready and everybody's waiting to make a hamotzi and then she goes, like, you start without me. And we have to say, No, you have to be in here and be yotze with lechem mishnah and afkavana. And so, but why are women obligated in lechem mishnah? Says Rabbeinu Tam, afin oy boso anes. They were also included in the miracle of the man and therefore they have to have lechem mishnah. And that's quote. I'll read it to you from the Ramban. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, d'nashu chayev es begimel sudos, they're chayev in three meals on Shabbos, sha'afen oy boso neis haman, v'chayev es levsoa, shtei kikaris, and also lechem mishnah. Vein tzarech shebechol maisa Shabbos ish, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban and the Ran quoted say, I don't know why he gives such a reason. You know why they're chayev in all these mitzvahs? Because of our Gemara. Nashu chayev es bekiddush hayom. What does that say? That's not just kiddush. That's all mitzvahs of Shabbos. Women are obligated based on Zachar v'Shamar, says the Ramban, says the Ran. Zachar v'Shamar, right? Ve'ein tzarech she'b'chol ma'isa Shabbos ish v'isha shavin. They're all equal. And therefore, you don't have to come on to the reason of Afein Boso Anes. What's the issue? The issue is, it must be that the Ran holds that our Gemara is only based on only Kiddush. That's why, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Tam must hold that our Gemara is only about Kiddush. That's why he says that, no, you have to come up with a different reason for Lechem Mishnah and for Shalosh Hodos. The Ramban and the Ran must hold, A, you don't need another reason, B, maybe that other reason is inappropriate. Because the Rishonim ask, what about Sukkah? Why don't you say Afinoy Boso Anes by Sukkah? Or by other mitzvahs? And the answer given is that Afinoy Boso Anes doesn't mean that there happened to be a miracle involved. It means, was this mitzvah created, and is the essence of this mitzvah the Zikaron Anes? Persume Nisa. Rav Moshe Salvechik said, only by Persume Nisa mitzvos, Chanukah, Megillah, Dalet Kosos, do you have Afinoy Boso Anes. How do you know if it's a Persume Nisa mitzvah? Is there a bracha, a special bracha? She'asa Nisim, by Chanukah and Megillah, and Asher Galanu, by Dalet Kosos. So it's not Stam. Anytime there's a Nes involved, you're going to say the principle of Afinoy Boso Anes. So that's why the Ramban and the Ram might not like Rabbeinu Tam. You can't apply that principle by the Mun. Its essence, it reminds us of the Mun, but its essence is not the miracle. But either way, this is a machlokas. There is a unusual tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Where Rav Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, that's where, again, he has thousands of tshuvas, but they took 1,000 of his tshuvas and put it together in Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. In Simen Kuf Yadalid, he quotes, why do women, many women have the minhag not to be makban on Lechem Mishnah? Why do women have that minhag? So he quotes this machlokas Rishonim, and he says, well, because each of these shitos have a problem, and each shita argues on the other one because of a certain issue. So maybe that's why both of the shitas have a hole, and therefore some women have the minhag not to do the mitzvah of the halacha of lechem mishnah. That's his suggestion. Aval anashim heim lo edrama v'chulu v'chulu. Yes, all the achronim, Rav Avad Yosef. I don't understand. Every rishon says that women are obligated in the mishnah. So each one gets a different reason. So you're telling me, well, because each reason might have a problem, therefore women are pturus on lechem mishnah. You can't say that. Of course women are obligated in lechem mishnah. The only difference is what the reason is. Yechav adas, chelek dalet simin chavei. You can't suggest that. You can't suggest that. And he quotes a Ramah. Interesting Ramah. The Ramah in Choshe Mishpat says, when you're trying to figure out Yachid and Rabim in terms of psak, what if you have a Rabim against the Yachid, but the Rabim are based on five different reasons? But they all hold one way, but for five different reasons. Is that called a Yachid and a Rabim? Says the Ramah, yes. That's a Rabim. Doesn't matter if they have different opinions for their Shita. Says the Ramah. I'll try to find it. V'chein, im haya Yachid neged Rabim, holchin acha Rabim b'chol makom. Afilu ein arabim maskimim mitam echad, ela kol echad yesh lo tam bifnei atzmo. Hol vehem maskimim le'inyan adin, mikri rabim v'azlina basrayu. That's the Ramah quoting the Maharik. The Ramah in Simen Chafein Choshem Mishpat quoting the Maharik. So you see, it's called a rabim. And of course, we would know that this instinctively. You can't say that they're putter because there are different reasons. So that's a very unusual tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kloker. Again, he's not saying they should do it. He's just trying to explain the minhag. But we would say, again, most of poskim say it's wrong, and they should be machpin for lechem mishnah and for shalosh shittos. The one area where it's machlokes and not clear is what about havdalah? Women are obligated in all mitzvahs of Shabbos, kiddush and lechem mishnah and shalosh shittos. You know, sometimes some neighborhoods, many challah shudis in shul. So then the women are home with the kids. But the women have to be told challah shudis is the same as achi of men and women, and one has to be very, very careful about that. The Aruch HaShulchan says asad lite nesadin for those who don't take challah shudis properly. Again, that the and the Aruch HaShulchan is always makel and matzik the minhagim of Kal Yisrael. He says asidin lite nesadin. What about avdala? Why is avdala different? Because avdala has to do with Shabbos, but it's not on Shabbos. That's why there's a question about whether women are obligated in Havdalah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two deis. The Beis Yosef has a machlokes between the Archas Chaim and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says women are chayav in Havdalah. Our Gemara. Nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom. And the Archas Chaim here quoted in the Beis Yosef, the Archas Chaim's Lashon, and this is in Reish Tzadi Vav, the Archas Chaim's Lashon is, Nashim ein mavdilos la'atzman. De'ein avdalah tzuliyah b'shmir Shabbos, ela rabban nasmuchu akra. That's the Archas Chaim. So it sounds like that his, and the Bach says this, maybe the machlokas is whether havdalah is daraisa or derabanan. Machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam says havdalah is daraisa, so maybe, according to that sheet, the women are obligated, just like women are obligated in Kiddush. If havdalah is derabanan, maybe the Rabban says man grama and women aren't obligated in it, assuming that the Torah's on grama applies to the Rabbanans, which is Rashi Tosfos earlier on our daf. But that's the Archas Chaim. The question is, what is the Archas Chaim's lashon? Ein mavdilos. The Bach says that just means that they're pater, just like any other mitzvah says man grama. It seems that the Ramah understood this line as that they shouldn't, not just that they're exempt. And that's the question. If Avdalah is just a mitzvah says on grama, and therefore women are exempt, so why shouldn't they make Havdalah themselves? The Ramah says better for a woman to hear from a man. I don't understand. Women are pater from lulav, and they make a bracha on lulav. Women are pturas from shofar, and they can make a bracha on shofar. So why would this be different? The Ramah possibly they can make a bracha, and the Ramah says women shouldn't, if possible, make a bracha themselves. If there's only a woman, there's no man around, women have to make Havdalah. They have to make the bracha. Because it's Savi Daraisa, Savi Lachumra. Savi Daraisa Lachumra, or Rov Rishonim say they're included anyway. So the Mefarshim discussed this on Reish Tzadi Vav. Why would the Ramah say that women shouldn't make Havdalah themselves? Why is this different than any other mitzvah Seish Zvan Grama? So the Taz says here in Sifkatan Zayin, again, quotes this discussion of the Archas Chaim and the Ramah's understanding of the Archas Chaim. He says maybe there's a difference because at least by lulav and shofar, men are obligated mida araisa. So then women who might not be obligated, they could still do it. Masha'en Kain here, there's tarti. Even by men it might be drabanan, according to many Rishonim. So if only by men it's drabanan, then women shouldn't do it. It doesn't explain it fully though. So It could be, and again, maybe this is also what the Magen Avraham is driving at. The Magen Avraham says, women can make a bracha on a zman groma if there's a maisa involved. If the ikar isn't just the words that you're saying, shofar and lula, but here all it is the bracha. What does that mean? So maybe the yesod is that the reason that women can make a bracha on a zman groma, according to Ashkenaz, Akasim, and the Ramah, is because there's still a mais mitzvah that is recognized by the Torah. As long as the maisa mitzvah is recognized, shofar, women, chovas gavra, might be exempt. But there's a maisa mitzvah of shofar that's being done. So if there's a maisa mitzvah that objectively is being done, so then women can make a bracha on that, even if they're pturas from it. But if there's no maisa mitzvah, either because it's derabanan, or because there's no physical action here, all it is are words, so then maybe that's not strong enough for women to be able to make a bracha on that. Maybe similar to Kiddush Levana. The post can discuss why women don't do Kiddush Levana. So is it a Zman Groma or not? That's a discussion in the Magen Avraham, Chachma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch. Hopefully we'll talk about that one day, as Hashem, about some say women shouldn't do Kiddush Levana. Why shouldn't they do Kiddush Levana? So even if it's a Zman Groma, but women, generally women don't do it. So it could be because of this also, the same idea, that it's not a Maisa, it's just words, and therefore it would fit to this Svara. Either way, La Maisa, women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Remember that Meshach Chachma, and this is one of the sugyas, Brachas Daf Chaf is chock full. It's hard to figure out what exactly to do today's Daf, but this is women regarding the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.